In the Miyas Purik, that Rashi says Hashem Mokim, his guru from this place said that Beishamai Oisrin, Beishamai is the one that said the Sasa, who Beisilu Matir, and the Beisilu is the one that's Matir. And now what's the Machlokes? My time with the Beishamai, why does Beishamai say that it's also, if you give the Zoino some grapes, and she makes wine out of it, why do we say this wine is also for the Mizbeach? That's all Makro, the Pasuk says, Gam Shneim. It says the Pasuk of Gam Shneim by Yasnan Zoino, L'Rabi Shneiyayim. That even though the Zoino makes a Shinui, changes it over into a different form, still whatever she makes out of it, if that was the pay for this Nus, it's also to be used for the Mizbeach. Who Beisilul says no. Beisilul on Makro, the Pasuk says Heim, only the presents or the pay that she received is also for the Mizbeach, V'loi Shinui Yayim, and not the Shinui. So you see, Beisham is more Machm as far as Shinu goes. For the moral Beisham, it says Heim, Mashma, only exactly what she received for the present, for the pay. That's what's also to be used for the Mizbeach. But Mashma, if she changes it all, that makes a Shinu out of it, it'd be Mutter. It says the word Heim. It only means to be a matter of lad. If you gave a zayin, a cow, for the pay, and then the cow became pregnant and has a kid, the vlad, that's called something else. That does not have the yisa to it. But the actual chayfet itself, if she changes it over into something else, the shinu is still also for the mizbeach. Ubeisil, the Gemara says, Tarti Shamet Mino. Veshila says, we learn out two things from over here. Heim, Veloishini Yayim. True, we learn out Heim, that only the chayfet itself is also, the grapes itself, not if she makes it into wine, not if she makes a shinu out of it. And also, Heim, Velevlo de Sayim. Learn out both things. Heim, Velevlo de Sayim. So that's the reason why Hillel says a shinui is kind of here and it's not also the mizbeach. For the Gemara though, Beisilu nami yayho ksiv gam. The pasuk says gam, which means to include something. Gemara says true gam le beisilu kasha. According to Beisilu, this extra word gam is takra kasha. What is it doing here? Like it doesn't come to include anything. So what is the word gam? So far we have so far Reb Shimon ben Yehuda and Beis Shammai. Now Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Mahi. Where's the case of Reb Elezer ben Yaakov that he also says Vehilcha Shinui Yinat Kano? The Tanya we learned Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Omer Hareisha Gozal So Shochitim. If somebody stole the saw a measurement of wheat, Tochno, the person grinded it up, Losho, and then he kneaded it, Veyofen, he baked it, Veifresh Yemenu Chala. And now he wants to take off challah from it. So the person Mekitza stole regular wheat. And now the gazlan made a shinui. He grinded it, he made lishe, he baked it. So now that he made a shinui, it should be his. And now before he eats it from it, he wants to take off challah. So it says, Ketzid Mavorach, how could he make a bracha on such challah? But rather, Ein Zem Mavorach Ala Menoyetz. He's not making a bracha, he's only getting Hashem angry. You can't make a bracha on this, on Gzela. V'yalzenem, on this, the Pasuk says until him, Poitzeya Berech Nias Hashem. If somebody makes a gazlan that makes a bracha, he only gets Hashem angry. So you see, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov holds that the shinu that the gazlan did, that he changed over the wheat that he stole into flour, into bread, still it's not called enough of a shinui to be able to make a bracha. A kopon for a bracha, it's no good. Rashi says, "Boitzaya berich, goizel umavorich, boitzaya k'moy kol boitzaya betz." Like you're stealing it, gazlin. So Toi speaks out, even though really mishas gilgul mischay b'chal, even though mishas you need the dough, that's when the chiv chal is chal. El rabusa k'mashmon, the yafagav the yosa kol ishnuyim. Like, even though he did so much here, that not only did he take off the challah from the dough, but he even baked it, and then he took off the challah, he made so many shinuyim, still it's called the menayitz. Still it's called not nice, v'ilchas brachas, you can't make a bracha on a dovra gozel, even though you made shinuyim on them. So that's the proof of the hills, shinuy is not koinu. Vayitu Reb Shimon ben Eloza Mahi, where's the case of Reb Shimon ben Eloza that he also holds shinuy is not koinu? Tatani will learn like this. Klal ze omer Reb Shimon ben Eloza. This is the general rule that he said. That kol shvach shehishbiach gazlin, any time when the gazlin stole something and he made it better, he put shvach, either he stole an animal and he made it fatter, he made the animal better, is yoda al-hel-yayna.
that the Gazlan has the upper hand about this. What does that mean? Rotza noitel shvacho. If he wants to, he could keep the shvach, like tell him, listen, I made it better. I want to keep this, and I'll only pay you for the way it was b'shastik zelo. Or else rotza omalei haresh lach lefanecho. Or else the Gazlan has the right to say, listen, here it is, haresh lach lefanecho. And this the Gemara says, my comma, what is he saying? Like this lotion of haresh lach lefanecho doesn't apply. Haresh lach lefanecho is always like you want to get away free. You can say, even though it's not so good, here it is. But if it's better, then you don't use such a lotion of haresh lach lefanecho. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheisha Sochi comma. This is what he meant to say. This is what Rav Shimon ben Elazar meant to say. Heshbicha noitel shvachai. That if the Gazlan made what he stole better, he has the right to keep it, he could keep the shvach. But kichesh, let's say he worked with it, and it became weaker, became less, the lacher is, oimeloi haresh lach lefanecho. The Gazlan has the right to say, here it is, even though I stole the nice healthy shore, and I worked it over and it became weak, still, since it's the same shore, I have a right to say, haresh lach lefanecho. Why? The shinu bimkoim I made. Even though it changed over, it got worse a little bit, but it's still called bimkoim I made. It still stays the same way. This is the right, he doesn't know from shinui. Or at least this much of a shinu is not enough to be koina. So Gemara asks, if he holds that shinu is not koina, he hochi is so, afilu hoshviach nami, even in the case we made it better, it should also be, he should have to give it back to the nigzel. The Gazlan should not be able to keep it. What do we say if he made it better? He has a right to keep it now, as if to say he's koina with b'shinui, and he could just say, I'll pay you how much it was worth, b'shaz gzela. If you say, though, that this type of a shinu is not enough, so why could the Gazlan keep it then? So Marin to Zenachnami Mikra then he can't. But I tell you, Amri, Mifne Takona Sashovim, it's a new Takona over here, Mishum Takona Sashovim, we want to make it easy for Gazlan to do tshuva to return it. So if we're going to say that he has to give it back, the fact he made it better, it'll hinder him to do tshuva. So therefore we make it easy and say, you know what, you could return it the way it is. That you have a right to keep it. The shvach that you put into it, you keep. All you have to do is just pay back how much it was worth, b'shas ha'gzela.
Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Mahi, where's the case of Rabbi Shmuel that he also holds, shinui is not koina, Tatani will learn like this, mitzvahs peya. The mitzvah to give off peya, that means if you have a field, you're growing vegetables, whatever it is, you're growing from trees, you're growing food. So the locher is, there's a mitzvah to leave over the end of the corner, the end of the field, the corner of the field, for the aniyim to take it. So when is this mitzvah chal? Mitzvah la'afresh min akoma. The chetchila is supposed to leave over when the tfu is still growing. When it's still growing on the fields, you're supposed to leave over some of the end of the field for the niyam. What about lo yifresh min akoma? You did not leave over from the koma, from the tfu that's still standing. But rather you already cut it down and you made bundles out of it. So locher is still mafresh min hamurim. You could still take off from the bundles. What about lehifresh min hamurim? You did not take off from the bundles. Is mafresh min akri? You take off paya from the kri. That means from the pile. If you piled it all up in one big pile, that's called the kri. You can still take off paya. But it says that it could be mafresh min akri ad shaloi mirchu, until they made meruach. Meruach, that's really the gemar malocha. That's when you smooth down the pile. But merchoi, once the owner ready, after it collected the tefuah, he brought it in, and he made a meruach, he smoothed down the pile, now it's mechuyev to take off trumas and maisers. So locher is maiser, first he has to take off now trumas and maisers, and then v'noisen loy, then he gives still peya. Like this, the locher is if the oni takes it before meruchoy, so it's considered taking it from hefker, that you put them in a maiser. But now that the owner first made merchoy, he is mechuyev to take off trumas and maisers, so that chiv is chal first, and after he takes off the trumas and maisers, then he still has to give it to the aniyim for teres peya. Now mishum Rabbi Shmuel amru, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel was said over af mafresh min isa v'noisen loy. Even after you make it into dough, still you could take off peya and give it to the aniyim. So you see, even though you made a shinui, that you changed it over, mamash, you ground it up, and you made it into dough, still it's called like a chiyuv peya. So you see, shinui is not koina. And like Rashi speaks out, v'idlu tanakama, but according to the tanakama, menisalai, once you made it into dough, you won't have to give off peya anymore. The kniya b'shinui, you are koina with shinui already. And therefore, like, v'hevelei mama and shein le'toivim, it's called mama and shein le'toivim,
Tiyad harsha disha lav shinui, because up until you made the disha, it's not called the shinui. Tiyoichalu, k'moy shoy, it says cold food. So Koponim, you see that he's a more makel here, he says it's not called the shinui, therefore it's left to give off peya. Now the Gemara says, Omulei Rav Papa l'Abaya, so Rav Papa says back to Abaya, Ichpol kol hani tanoi la'ashminim k'beishamai, that we have to make a whole group of tanoim here, that hold shinu is not kernel, they hold like beishamai, and of course not like beithilu, so like we don't paskin like them, so how can we collect them all together? Omulei, so he said back, Abaya said back, Hochi kamri, this is what really I meant to say, that lo'nech l'ku beishamai beithilu b'dobazer, that's not the machlokes between Beisham and Beis Hillel. And therefore, could be with Takahola like these Mandi Yomrim, that they only hold, Shinu is not Koine. Could be even Beis Hillel also agrees to that, and maybe Shinu Tak is not Koine, at least in these cases.
So this is the way Abaye entered back. Now the Gemara says that Rav said no. Mimai, what's your proof that all these Mandi Yomrim hold that Shinu is not Koine? Maybe each case is separately. Dilma may be Atkan, like come Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. When did Shimon ben Yehuda say that if you survey, you dye the wool, you're not koiner it? Ela bitzova hoyel v'yochol haviroi al yedei tzofon. Like I said as far before, it's possible to wash it off with soap. Therefore, it's not called a good shinui. And secondly, v'yadkan lo kamri beishamay hosom beishamay only said that shinu is not koina. By esnan zayna el legvoya. There it's a question of giving it to the mizbeach for korban or for the nesachim. There the svaras mishum diimis. Since it's me, it's just disgusting. This came because this was the pay for a zayna. That's why you can't use it for korban. But other places maybe hold shinu is koina. And also v'yadkan lo kamri Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov hosom halin yibrocha. When did he say that if you steal something and you want to take off challah, you can't make a brocha, only vilchus brochas. Mishum de hevelei, mitzvah bo habov yaveiro, because it's considered like a mitzvah habov yaveiro. Even though it's not really a mitzvah habov yaveiro here, but it means vilchus brochas though, it's a misa thing, it's not nice for a brocha. And further, v'yad kan loy kam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hosom, ela v'yachoshed hodah. That he says the gazlin made a kichesh, he like ruined the animal, that he still has the right to say a reish lech lefonecho because she is not koino, maybe only yachosh, that's hodar. It's not, it came weak, true now, but it's going to become better again. So that's why there he has to, he can say reish lech lefonecho. But maybe by a shinu that's not choizer, a good shinu, maybe that taker is koino, maybe there he would agree that you're koino. And bite the viad kam lo kam Rabbi Yishmael Rosh.
All right, turn over.
He invited Viyad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel hosom elulunin peya. When did Rabbi Shmuel say that even though you made the tefuah, you made it into dough, you baked it, still you have to give off peya? Mishum dechsev tazav yisera. Because in the parsha of peya it says an extra time the word tazav. It says a tazav yisera an extra time, as if to say no matter what happens to it, still you have to leave it over for the aniyim. For the Gemara v'chi tamei, maybe he asked the question then, ligmor minei, okay, good, so let's learn out from this pasuk tazav yisera that shinu is not kain, it still stays in the same form it was before, it has the same halachas as before. So Gemara says, mat nois aniyim shani, but this halach of pay that you have to give it to aniyim, here it's different, here it has special halachas. Matnas aniyim is different. Here we say that there's no kinyan shinui, still you have to give it. And kidaboyi Rabbi Yonason. Like Rabbi Yonason asked her for a question. Deboyi Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Yonason asked her for a question. My time with Rabbi Shmuel. What's taket of shot from Rabbi Shmuel? Why does he say by peya, even though you make it into dough, still you have to give peya? Mishum diksova shinu ain't a koina. Is it because it really holds like all over shinu is not koina? So even though you made a shinui, still you have to give off peya? Oy dilma maybe no. Oy dilma bialma ksova shinu koina. All over taki you also agree there is a kinyan shinui. For och over here, mishum diksiv tazav yisera. Here is an extra posik over here. It says tazav yisera, an extra posik. Because it was extra posik, that's why it's left to give peya. Now, v'yim timtulim, if you want to tell me, time mid Rabbi Yishmael, mishum diksav ashinu ena kaino, if you want to tell me true, that Rabbi Yishmael holds the shita all over, that shinu is not kaino, he's changing over the wheat into dough. It's still called like the wheat, yislav achiv pay without the extra posik. If so, then, tazav yisera the kosar rachmona lamali, what do I need this extra posik, tazav yisera then? What do I do with this posik? For su, and secondly also, l'rabonon, Tazav Yisera, the Kosar Rachmana Lomali, the Rabbanan say no, that even by pay also Shinu was kinda. The Rabbanan say that once you make it into dough, you don't have to give off payer anymore. That's the swar all over Shinu was kinda. Like, if so, what do I do with the extra posik Tazav Yisera? What do they do with this posik? Sigmar answers, Mi boile likratanya. No, we need this extra posik Tazav Yisera for another aloha. Like this, likratanya. Ha mafkir karmoi, if somebody is mafkir's kerem, he wakes up one morning and he says, my care, my vanya should be hefka. Then, or he does this at night, let's say. Vishkim la boiker, ubotzra, then he himself, the owner, gets up in the morning. And like he has charota that he did it. And he himself goes now to collect the grapes. Ubotzroi, chayiv, you should know the owner right now, still has the chiv, beperet uviyelis of a shicho vepeya. He still has the chiv to give these things. Even though from a regular hefka, your potter from these matonis, but since you were the owner and you yourself was the one now that's collecting it back, therefore still you chayit to give these matnas aniyim of peret oilis shichu peya. But a potter min a maisa, you know from maisa your potter. That la maisi being zeicha back from hefka, hefka is potter min a maisa. Now, why are you chayiv to give these first things? But, Roy, why are you chayiv and parrot oil shich l'peya? Hey, you have to say, because the posik says, Tazav Yisera, there's an extra posik over to teach me that in a case where the owner himself was mafkarit, and then he himself comes up and takes it first, he's still chayiv. Rashi says, Diaf, agav de hefka potem mikulam, even though real hefka is part of everything, tichsiv, because the posik says, aratzacho. Real salt the chorus for karmacho, but mahani tazav yisera lamute ki agavna. But it helps us now the pasuk that says tazav yisera for this case. Lo yehevi hefka lifter. It's not a real hefka to pati you. V'yaf agav the potem min amaisa, even though you potem min amaisa. Now in all these cases, parrot oilis over chol hani ksiv tazav yisera. In all these cases, the taka says tazav yisera. Pikadoshim ksiv karmacho loisoilo. So the kids, so that's what we do with this pasuk. This pasuk does not come to teach us that shinu is not kaina, but rather teaching us a new halacha that if the owner himself was mafkarit, and then he himself was zeicha back and these fruits, he has still has the chiyuv to give matnas aniyim from them. Just maisa, by maisa there's no extra pasuk. Therefore, for maisa, since you were mafkarit, you're potter mina maisa. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yehuda Mar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon Ben Eloza. We take a pass. Says by a gazlin we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Ben Eloza. They said before that Kol Shvach Shesh Be a gazlin Yodel Al Yoina, and therefore with Kichesh if it gets worth less, he has a right to say Reish Shlach Lefunecha. So it comes out that by gazlin like Shimon is not kinda, even though he made the animal weaker, still the gazlin has a right to say Reish Shlach Lefunecha. So, where is the question? Is this true? Oh, me, Amar Shmuel, Hachid, is Shmuel Taka say like this? I've Amar Shmuel, Shmuel himself said, Ein Shomin, Loy Leganef, Loy Legazlin, Eluluni Zokin. That we had the halacha before, that we only have to make a shuma, that means, let's say, for Nizokin. Let's say you do damage, your shore hits somebody, kills somebody else's shore. So then the halacha is that the Nevela belongs to the Nizik. So we have to value, see how much the nevela is worth, and the rest of the difference, that's how much the mazik has to pay. See, this ain't shaman, you only have to value this only for nizokin. But for a regana from the gazlan, it's not that way. And if a regana steals it, and then the animal dies, or else even kichesh, the animal gets weaker, we don't say value the difference and you'll have to pay it, but rather we say, harei shalach lefanecha, or rather we say, the gazlan, you keep the nevela, or you keep the kachash, and you have to pay him back new, the way it was, b'shasek zelo. So how could Shmuel paskin, like? So how could Shmuel say he passed like Shimon ben Elazar? Here he says not like that. So Bishleim the Rav, it's good according to Rav the Yoma that said Kikom Rav Shimon ben Elazar Hosam the Yachosha the Hadar. When did Shimon ben Elazar say that this Shinui, this Hachosha, is not Koina, and the Gazlan has the right to say Resh Lach Lefonecho only if the Chasha got weaker now, but of course in a week or two will get well or get strong again. So that's not called the Shinui. Then like Chasha, there's no Stira. Kikom Alocha Rav Shimon ben Elazar the Shinui b'mkoyim I made the Yachosha the Hadar. So when did Shmuel mean to Paschal like Reb Shimon ben Elazar? In the case where the Shinui is Hadar, the Krash, the fact the animal got weaker now, means nothing because they'll get strong again. So such a Shinui is not Kaino, therefore the Lachri of the Ganav has a right to say, Harei Shach Lefanecha. V'chikom Shmuel Hosam, and when did Shmuel say the Psak before, of Ein Shomin Loi Leganav Loi Legazlin, that we don't make a Shuma not for Ganav, not for Gazlin, Elul Nizokin only for Nizokin, Hatzei there we're talking about the Yachoshet Loi Hodar, where the Gazlin steals the animal, and it makes it Chash, it makes the animal worth less. And that making worth less is a permanent damage that it won't get well anymore. The attack of the Shinu was Koina, and therefore we say now the Gazlan has to keep it, and he has to pay back the money, the value, the way it was worth for Shasak Zela. So according to Rav, it won't be a steer in Shmuel. Elo li Abaye, according to Abaye, the Yom that he says, Ki kam Reb Shimon ben Elazar, piyachoshed loy hodar, when did Shimon ben Elazar say the locha? That the Kinyan, that Shinui is not koina, even in the case b'choshet lehodar, even in the case he made a permanent damage in the animal, komar. So why? Because he holds Shinui is not koina. If so, ma'ik lemeimo. Because in accordance to Abaye, there'll be a steer in Shmuel. How could Shmuel paskin here that Shinui is not koina? And over there, Shmuel paskins ain't shamul leganav. So you have to say if the ganav makes a kash in the animal, he has to keep the animal and pay back the money now. So we're into like this. Abaye masli yochi. Abaye learned it like this. Had Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel.